of SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court's longest-standing justice has harsh comments about the decline of civility in the capital of the country.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Thousands more civilians have fled Russia's renewed ground offensive in Ukraine's northeast that has targeted towns and villages with a barrage of artillery and mortar fire. The intense battles this weekend have forced at least one Ukrainian unit to withdraw in the Kharkiv region, capitulating more land to Russian forces across less defended settlements along the Russian border. By this afternoon, we are getting reports that the town of Voschansk, with a pre-war population of 17,000, has emerged as the focal point of this latest battle. A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8. It was slated to go into effect this week. The temporary injunction imposed by the judge, a big win for big banks and credit card companies. This is SRN News. Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's general conference this month, and many said they would probably disaffiliate. Bishop John Wesley Ohana of Nigeria says, quote, from the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period. He adds that he will likely leave the denomination after his term ends, though he's staying for now. Anheuser-Busch is still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in this country. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller in America, plunged last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman, to be one of its corporate spokesmen. This is SRN News. One retail giant says it's cutting back on Pride Month merchandise in certain stores. We hear more about that from correspondent Jennifer King.
Target confirms it is reducing the number of stores carrying Pride-themed merchandise. The company said Friday it will base their decision on where to offer such items on guest insights and consumer research. The full range of LGBTQ plus items will continue to be offered online. Target removed some displays last year after intense backlash from some customers who confronted workers, tipped over displays, and posted threatening videos from inside the stores. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, May the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including country singer Billy Swan, who is 82 years old. Actor Gabriel Byrne has 74 candles on his cake. Actor Bruce Boxleitner is also 74 today. TV personality and chef Carla Hall is 60. This is SRN News.